Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is, are you measuring the depth of his love by the size of his gifts? But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. And also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. So visit my website to download it. All right, let's dive in and talk about, are you measuring the depth of his love by the size of his gifts? I thought this was an appropriate topic since we just experienced Mother's Day. And this is a topic that is sometimes brought up to me by my clients, that the gifts given to them by their husbands or the lack thereof certain and such gifts might cause the wife to think that her husband doesn't love her deeply. So let me say, some guys are super awesome at gift giving and they know just what their wife needs, and that's awesome. But really, it seems like a lot of guys need some help in this arena. And I think most of us women too could benefit from a deeper understanding of our husbands and men and this gift-giving thing. And so I want to try to illustrate my point today by sharing with you a story from a client of mine. So this client of mine had an issue with receiving flowers from her husband. The problem was she wished he would do it more. She grew up watching her father buy flowers for her mother, so she thought that was a lovely way for a man to show his love to his wife. And plus, my client really loved flowers. So there were times where they literally fought about this lack of flower buying. And she told her husband that she wished that he would buy her flowers more, but he rarely did. And he said he just didn't like spending money on flowers and it felt frivolous, and that that wasn't the way that he showed her his love. And so it was kind of like a standoff, right? Like she's saying what she needs and he's kind of refusing. And is really, as it turned out, this cycle kept going on and on, and my client would nag him and get upset with him, and the issue kind of became bigger than it really should be, you know, when you're standing on the outside looking at this whole argument over flowers. And so when we were talking, I asked her why it bothered her that her husband didn't buy her flowers. And she said she took that to mean that he did not love her enough. So in her eyes, the fact that he did not buy her flowers meant that he did not love her enough. And so then I asked her, how does this make you feel? And she said it made her feel sad. And then I asked her, okay, so when you feel this sadness, how do you act? And she said, when she feels this sadness, it causes her to withdraw from her husband or have a fight with her husband, something negative. And so this cycle of behavior in their relationship kept going on, but nothing ever changed. She would wish he brought flowers home. He wouldn't. She would think he didn't love her. She would then feel sad and withdraw from him. And this often ruined entire evenings and created distance between herself and her husband. So through our conversation, my client realized that something had to change in the cycle in order for things to change for the better, in order for things to get good. She agreed that since she had been going about this her way all these years, that maybe she could try something different. And so I asked her if she believed that her husband loved her. Separate from the flowers, do you believe that your husband loves you? And she said yes. She really did believe that he loved her, despite the lack of flower buying. And she was able to cite several other ways that he showed his love. For example, spending time with her, giving her hugs and kisses, helping drive the kids to school, and more. You can imagine the list went on of many different ways that he shows love for her. And so I asked her, then, are flowers really the problem? And she realized that they were not, that she was making his lack of flower buying into something more than it was. So she decided going forward that she would stop nagging him about buying her flowers. She would understand and respect that he doesn't believe in buying flowers for whatever reason, and that her nagging was making it worse. And she decided that if she really wanted some flowers, she would buy them for herself. And she actually said she loved this, that this felt very empowering. If she were shopping maybe in the grocery store and saw a beautiful bouquet, that she would think, I'm going to buy that for myself. And so this was a big shift in thinking for her. And along with it, she decided that she was also going to continue to look every day for the ways that her husband showed her his love. So if it's not in flower buying, where is it? And she found ways every single day. And so she said, honestly, her desire for her husband to buy her flowers did not go away. But what's important is how she handled her thoughts about her desire. And you can see there would be a very big shift in the nagging of your husband and the constant arguing over buying flowers and doubting his love for you, as opposed to just resting in the fact that her husband does not value buying flowers, doesn't see it as a good use of money, and says nothing about his love for her. So then something interesting happened in her story. Valentine's Day rolled around. So for Valentine's Day, he bought her flowers, but she immediately noticed something, that on the packaging, there was the sticker from where he bought them, and it was Walgreens. And so she was upset about that, because to her, buying flowers from like a drugstore was not meaningful. You know, it seemed like it was a last minute effort on the way home from work, and a very cheap and expensive effort. And in fact, she teased him about it. And you can kind of see why he would do that, right? For him, from a man's perspective, he probably thought it was very convenient. It was on his way home, and it wouldn't break the bank that he could make her happy with flowers, but that they wouldn't be really expensive flowers, because, you know, on Valentine's Day, there's always a markup on flowers, right? And so she didn't see it from his perspective. She just saw cheap flowers. But then she realized she was looking a gift horse in the mouth. And she thought to herself, why would I tease him about where he bought the flowers as long as he bought them? All she wanted was for her husband to show her his love with flowers. Yet here she was judging him for where he bought them from. So she quickly realized the error of her thinking and decided to focus on being grateful for the flowers. So this was another shift for her, in her happiness and in her peace, and they had a lovely Valentine's Day. No fighting this time about flowers. And then another interesting thing came, Mother's Day. Guess what? More flowers came on Mother's Day. This time, they were not from Walgreens. So he did hear her teasing, even though it probably hurt his feelings. So they weren't from Walgreens, but they were from an online service that sends them in boxes. So at first, she was thrilled to receive a box of flowers. And it was even a couple of days early before Mother's Day. So like, that was amazing. He didn't just do it on his way home from work. He thought it out in advance and he bought them. And so she was very happy about this. But then as she was cutting the stems and trying to put the flowers in the vase and make them look pretty and cutting them out of the styrofoam that they were packaged in, she also noticed that the vase they sent was too small and the kitchen counter was a mess. There's stems and the rubber bands and the styrofoam. And she said that she was, you know, trying to put this arrangement together. She also noticed that the flowers were not expensive flowers. Again, that they were cheap, like she said, like daisies and things like that. Not expensive flowers. as if beauty has anything to do with money, right? But that's where her mind was. But she said, I caught myself again. She said she was looking at that very same gift horse in the mouth, and she challenged her thinking right there. And she counted her blessings that she received flowers from a man who does not place value on sending flowers. She realized that he did it for her to show her his love. And she realized that she had now received flowers twice in just a couple of months' time. And she attributed this to the fact that she stopped nagging and respected her husband's thoughts about spending money on flowers. And she realized that he really did want to make her happy. He even did something he didn't really value doing just because he saw it made her happy. And then she said she felt embarrassed about her negative and judgmental thoughts about the Walgreens flowers and the box flowers. So she did also insert this little caveat that when her husband came home and he saw the box flowers, he noticed that they didn't seem to look quite as pretty or maybe as many as he thought that there were going to be in the package. And the way my client responded to that was by saying, I love them. I love that you sent me flowers. They're beautiful. And she kissed him on the cheek, and she said that made him smile. And that is making me smile right now. Who knows where she'll get flowers from next time? Maybe they'll be in a box again. But I think her mind has shifted enough on the value of what her husband is doing that she will be satisfied. Girls, I know that sometimes we are disappointed with the gifts that we do or do not receive from our husbands. But if we reject the gift or criticize our husband for not giving us the right gift, then really we're rejecting him. That's how he feels. Ouch. That hurts, right? It hurts their hearts, and it makes them less likely to try again. And I think you can see from this story that when my client stopped hurting her husband in this way by being judgmental and rejecting his gifts or the lack thereof, that he really did try to please her. And so we have to practice the art of receiving gracefully and remember not to place the value of the depth of our husband's love for us on the size of the gift that they do or do not give to us. Because here's what I believe. If we truly want to be happy and at peace in this world, we have to let go of our expectations for how we think other people should act or what we think other people should give us. Our happiness should not be dependent on anyone else's behavior. So if there is a gift out there of some kind or some sort, maybe you could buy it for yourself. If you do that, I think that you'll see that some of that resentment toward your husband will go away. Now, I know this whole concept is easier said than done. So if you would like to work on this with a coach, reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along on your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in today. I hope this was helpful, eye-opening. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, I have created a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join me in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching to help you with your specific marriage challenges. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week.